Welcome to my podcast, Lisa with a Visa, your passport to the world. Join me on a journey to discover the beauty, diversity, and wonders of our planet. From vibrant cities to remote landscapes, from mouthwatering cuisine to heartwarming encounters, this podcast is your ultimate guide to unforgettable travel experiences. I'm your host, Alisa, and I'm excited for you to join me on this travel adventure. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of my podcast, Lisa with a Visa, where I'll be telling you all things travel. But in this episode, we're going to give you my honest review of my Paris trip with EF Ultimate Break. If you guys haven't listened to the previous episodes, I went with EF Ultimate Break, which is a travel company that allows individuals between the ages of 18 and 35 to travel free of hassle. They handle all your accommodations, they handle your flights, they handle your itinerary, everything. So listen to the previous episodes to get more an idea of the company. But on this episode, I'm going to give you my review of my London, Paris, and Barcelona trip, but specifically the Paris portion of that trip. I'm just giving you guys a disclaimer. This episode might change your perspective of Paris, or maybe not, but shit. We about to get down to the nitty gritty of this third world country. All jokes aside, I actually want to go back to Paris and actually stay for some time, even to take up French. But if you haven't listened to the last episode, go ahead and listen because it leads into my time in Paris. If you aren't already following me on YouTube, follow me at I Am Lisa with a Visa for more travel tips and information. And my Instagram is I Am Lisa with a Visa and TikTok Lisa with a Visa. So let's get into it. So the first day we were leaving from London, we took a train from London to Paris. It was about 2 hours. EF covered all the expenses. I have more about that on my YouTube. You can actually see the train ride and everything. So if you're taking a trip, you always keep in mind the weather. And when I took this trip, it was the first week of September. And to my surprise, the world decided to have a heat wave. And the clothes that I brought to wear in Paris, I barely could wear. So keep in mind that the weather can be tricky. But that heat wave made my experience worse than it had to be. So like I said, leaving London, you will travel via train to France and EF will supply all the train tickets and everything. We had to get up super early to make it onto the bus to get transported to the train station. We got up around 7:30. Well, we met up at 7:30. We got up at like 6 a.m. But once our tour guide took a head count of all of us, our bus went straight to the train station. So the train station, like I said, the ride was about 2 hours, and it's like the same protocol of going to another country through like an airport. You have to show your passport gets stamped, you have to get checked like TSA. It's all the same stuff when you're traveling through train to other countries. Like in the U.S., I don't think we really have that because most people drive into Canada and most people fly into Mexico. If y'all drive to Mexico, let me know how that goes. So anyway, once we arrived and headed to Paris and got off, the bus took us to our hostel. Not hotel, our hostel. A hostel, and for those who don't know what a hostel is, I suggest you go over to my YouTube and look at the condition of this accommodation specifically. But a hostel is like a dormitory. So you'll have more than 2 people per room. A lot of travelers stay in hostels because it's so cheap. That's a way to meet other people. Like I said, it's like a dorm. For me, it was too damn hot to have 4 people in one room, and the room looked like shit. I was pissed. So anyway, this time around, our tour guide made us all switch roommates, which was fine because I enjoyed the roommates I had in Paris. I had 2 girls, Bailey, and I forgot the other girl's name, Janelle. Bailey and Janelle, which is weird. Janelle's my friend's mom's name. Why did I forget that? But I had Bailey and Janelle, and they came together on the trip, and then it was me and Amani, who we linked up in London. Like, we didn't know each other, but we became really cool. So anyway, all 4 of us, we got along well, and it actually made my experience in Paris a lot better because I was rooming with them. But anyway, so when we get to our hostel, we put everything down. We didn't have much time to change into different clothes. I mean, I changed a little bit. I didn't have time to get fancy for pictures in front of the Eiffel Tower. So keep in mind, whenever you do these kind of trips, make sure you want to do your makeup early as hell in the morning, because if you don't, you're going to look like the Crypt Keeper all day because you're not going to have time to do your makeup in between activities. I'm telling you, this is fast paced. It's not laxy daisy. I've never been on a trip where I have to be on time like school. It is like school because you're learning, but I'm so used to doing things whenever I want on vacation. This definitely whipped my butt into shape. So anyway, like I said, we headed over to the Eiffel Tower, and it was definitely worth seeing. So I would say that was probably my highlight of the trip, being able to see the Eiffel Tower. I always wanted to see it. And it was on Sunday, so it wasn't too packed. Like, it was easy to get pictures in front of it. It was really a good experience. So after seeing the Eiffel Tower, we went on a serene river cruise, which was included by EF. And our tour director met up with us afterwards to give us wine, and then we decided to go out to eat. So we went to this restaurant. I tried Frog Legs. Everything's in my YouTube. I am Lisa with a Visa. So look at that if you want to see how my experience in Paris went. So we decided after going out to eat that we wanted to go sit picnic style on a blanket and watch the Eiffel Tower sparkle. Because the Eiffel Tower sparkles for 5 minutes every hour on the hour after sunset until 1 a.m. So we went around 10 p.m. Well, we went like 9:55 so that we can, you know, catch it sparkling. And I actually caught it lighting up. It's kind of cool. You can check that on my YouTube and on my Instagram. So like I said, we got a blanket, we got some wine, and we watched it sparkle. And it was kind of cool. One of my favorite nights throughout the whole trip. We laughed, we got to know each other, we shared experiences, we took pictures, we made jokes. It was such a fun time. But please be careful when you're in London purchasing things off the street from vendors, because one of my fellow travelers got scammed for a $10 bottle of wine she got us. She got us a wine bottle for $10, but her card got charged $150. So please be careful when it comes to that. I would probably make sure I bring euros when I'm buying things off the street. I didn't bring any euros like a dum-dum, but I also never traveled to a country that didn't take USD. This was my first time, but like I said, they're crafty out there. But you can look at my YouTube to see my day-to-day itinerary. There's no reason for me to go day-to-day because all of that is on my YouTube. This is supposed to be my review of Paris. So let's start with this review, child. Oh my God. So first things first, let's say Paris is not as clean as London at all. I wasn't surprised, but why is it not? Then the people are very rude to Americans. It doesn't even matter the race of you. It just, if you're American, you're from Britain, they don't fuck with you. Like one night, we decided to go out to a club in Paris and we couldn't even get into like two different clubs because of our nationalities. Now, how do they know I speak French? Probably because of my accent. Probably because I was talking in line. But either way, like they wouldn't listen. I even brought the little white girl that came with us. I'm like, girl, talk to them. Maybe you can, you know, say something because you white. And it didn't even work. I was like, damn, they turned her down too. It was because she's American. Should have found a little Frenchie out there. Like I said, they do not care about that. I even asked to speak to the owner of the club, and they explained to me that it was a private club only for the Frenchies. And I was just like, whatever, okay. After being in line for like 30 minutes, y'all are fucking now saying something. But whatever, I don't care. So anyway, boo, Paris sucks, whatever. But I really did not like our hostel. That was probably the worst part of the trip, and that was controlled by EF. EF, you get a fucking zero, a F plus for fucking making a stay at Joe and Joe Hostel. And if you're going on a trip with Contiki, which is another travel group, you're going to probably stay in Joe and Joe as well if you do any Paris trips, because we ran into a few of the people from Contiki that were on a group tour as well, and they were staying with us, and they agreed. This was like the worst hostel in the fucking world. Like, it was so hot. Like, the air conditioning didn't work. We were in a heat wave. I would wake up with fucking sinus problems out the ass. And I have really bad sinus problems. So if I sleep a certain way, if it's too hot, I'm clogged up, I'm fucked up, which makes it less enjoyable for me. And mind you, it's four people in the room. So then when I complain to them, like, hey, our room doesn't have air and this and that, they decided to give us one raggedy ass fan for four people. We had to take turns cooling our faces off. I couldn't even do makeup. If you look at any of my vlog, I don't even have makeup on in most of my Paris pictures, my Paris vlog, none of that. I could not put it on. I don't even give a fuck. Good thing I look good without it, but still. Jesus, that was literally the worst. I was drenching in sweat, like, when I would wake up from sleep. Like, it was, if you choose to take an essential trip to Paris with EF, just keep in mind that they give you the raggediest of the raggedies to stay. I would never do an essential trip with Paris again. That's why I want to go back, because I want to stay somewhere comfortable and then be able to be immersed into the French culture and actually take up French and actually be comfortable. But anyway, it was the worst hostel I stayed at in my life. It was the only hostel at the time that I stayed at in my life. But this was like, oh no, this is not for me. So overall, I give Paris a 4 out of 10. What I didn't like I said, was the hostel. I didn't like how rude the people were. And I didn't like how fast-paced everything was. And how I didn't get a chance to go to Disney. I really wanted to do Disney in Paris. And then I didn't. And I also hated the weed in Paris. It gave me a bad headache. Like, I was like, I can't even smoke this. This is not like the weed in London. The weed in London was good. The weed in Paris, ugh. I felt like I hated how dirty the city was. And even though it's kind of similar to how dirty New York is, and New York is always going to be my favorite city, I don't care, but it's just a difference, and I can't explain it. If you've been to New York and you've been to Paris, you know the difference. It's just different. But what I did like was the food. The food and the pastries was really good. I enjoyed the dessert, probably the best dessert I've ever had. Best desserts, I'm telling you. I have never, ever thought that Paris was going to be that good with the pastries. Like, they even won, well, certain spots in Paris won, like, world's best pastry chef in, like, in competitions and stuff. They gets down in the bakery field, I'm telling you. Their food is good. It gets an A. But I don't know. Maybe I was really hungry from starving myself in London. But one thing I noticed about Paris was that all the bathrooms were in the basement. I thought that was kind of weird. Like, you had to keep going down the steps to go to the bathroom in these tiny little hallways. And then you had to pay to even open the door in the bathroom. Majority of them. I'm like, dang, I don't got no euro coins. Like, what the fuck? Who has that? Anyway, what I did love about the trip was my picnic view of the Eiffel Tower. It was such a cute date idea for, like, if you brung your man or whatever. But we all did a date together, us girls. But it was so cute. I would definitely go back and take better pictures in front of the Eiffel Tower because, like I said, I didn't have a chance to do makeup. And if I did do makeup, it sweated off in 2 minutes because it was fucking hot. I also love the cabaret show. I don't really talk about it on my YouTube because we couldn't record in there, but it was very cute and sexy. It was like a, I don't know if you guys ever been to a cabaret, but like they were taking their clothes off. They were doing like sex scenes, but they weren't really having sex. They were like swinging. It was like a lot of acrobat. It was like a circus freak show. Like, I don't know how to explain it. You just have to go. But next time I go to Paris, I just hope I have a better time because, oh my God. Like, that was terrible. And I did end up getting some euros while I was in Paris because I had to. And I wish that I would have got euros previously to coming because I had paid that stupid-ass conversion fee. And, you know, pounds and euros cost more than USD. So, but whatever. It was cool. But for the most part, in Paris, I did take Ubers. We didn't really catch the subway because we couldn't understand it. And our tour director on the first day did teach us how to do it, but because it wasn't in English, it was kind of difficult. Like, I didn't walk and wander on my own in Paris. I was kind of like, kind of nervous. It wasn't like London where I was out here in these streets doing whatever I wanted. But if I go back to Paris again, most likely I'm going solo because nobody else will probably want to go. I don't know. I mean, to me, I didn't feel any problems with London, Spain, or Paris. But we did have a girl in our group go home early because she got assaulted in Paris. So it did happen while we were there. She got assaulted and then EF paid for her to get a flight home. So that was kind of sad. So then we were down to 23. And then the other girl, she left because she missed her son. It's like, girl, why did you even come? But whatever. Like I said, my Paris trip was a 4 out of 10. I did not like that we had to Uber because we couldn't get around the city. And when we did try to use the subway, we got lost for an hour and almost missed one of our excursions. So we were just like, yeah, not doing this again. But I don't like that the Ubers, they don't play around in Europe. I don't even mean like Paris, like in Europe in general. Like if the Uber has a seat for 5 people, the driver and 4 others, they mean 4 others. You can't squish people in the back. Like we used to do that all the time. Like if we go on vacation in the U.S., we'd be like, all right, it's, you know, the Uber can only fit 3 people in the back. We would squeeze 4 in the back. You know, somebody sit up front. Can't do that. They will get out the car and block you from getting in. Trust me, we tried it. But next time I go to Paris, I really hope to have a better time. I want to get a nice hotel. I also want to convert my money beforehand and not end up having to pay a conversion fee. I just want to be able to do it right and not rushed. But I will say EF Ultimate Brick did help me open that door of comfortability when it comes to traveling to countries where English isn't the native language. But overall, I love the shopping in Paris, the clothes, the style. Like if I go back to Paris, I'm bringing an empty suitcase. But unfortunately for me, I listened to the people in the EF Ultimate Break group on Facebook and they told me to bring a carry-on. But you know what? Next time I don't care. My stuff can get stolen, whatever. I mean, God forbid. I'm not doing that. I want to go shopping. I want to go out and get everything I wanted. They had so many cute clothes and I just could look. Some girls went out and went to Chanel and bought bags and stuff. And I'm just like, I mean, I wasn't going to buy that anyway. I ain't had that much money. If you are looking into buying designer, buy it across seas. It's cheaper. So, like, one of the girls, she bought a $4,000 Chanel bag. And when we went to the airport, you go to VAT, V-A-T. It's like this kiosk in the airport. And you exchange, like, you know, your passport and show them how much you spend. And you get money off of whatever designer you bought in, you know, whatever country you're in. So she got $1,000 off. And her bag came to $3,000. That's a deal because in the U.S. you would pay $4,000 plus shipping, which would have been another $1,000. And then they would have sold to you for $6,000. So that's just a heads up. If you get a designer, get it in Europe. That's a reason to go to Europe. Hello. Hello. Girl math. But all in all, I'm here to say that my Paris trip wasn't that enjoyable with EF Ultimate Break. However, it does make me want to go on my own and go for like 2 weeks just to immerse in the culture and actually see more. I did like, you know, going to the museums like Le Louvre. The Louvre is like where the Mona Lisa is, and it's a good museum. I definitely recommend going there. If you like museums, I like museums, so I wanted to go. But the malls are so cute, and the boutiques on the corners, like they have so much fashion in Paris. I think I'm gonna literally go back with an empty suitcase and get clothes and stuff that I want and then just come back home. I mean, it's a reason to go to Paris, girl math. But the next time I do decide to go to France, I am thinking maybe I should try to go to Nice, because I heard that that is so nice. It's the south of France. It's where they have the beaches and everything, because Paris, there's no beaches. You know, it's a city. It's like going to New York. I think I want to go try Paris and then, you know, either fly to Nice or take a train to Nice and stay there for a few days. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm interested in doing that. Maybe I'll look into the French, I think it's called the French Coastal or something. It's an EF Ultimate Break trip and it's 11 days and you go to Paris and you go to like a few other parts in France and then you come back to Paris on your last day. I think I might want to try that because I do want to go back to France. My first time was like, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people say that France is overrated. But if you've been somewhere enough, it is going to be overrated, you know? I think I'm going to actually try to go to Nice. Yeah, that's going to be probably, stay tuned for that. Like, you know, I'm going to plan that. And I'm going to give you guys the real scoop on Paris. And I want to stay there for a few days. And I'm going to do Disney in Paris. I'm going to do Disney this time. I was so mad I didn't do Disney the last time. And that was only because after Versailles. So Versailles is closed on Mondays because it's like their holy day or whatever. But Versailles is closed on Mondays. So if your trip falls and Versailles falls on Monday, you have to do it on Tuesday. So Monday became our free day and Tuesday became our Versailles day. But I forgot what we did on Monday. You got to look at my YouTube. But Tuesday we went to Versailles. And a lot of people booked their Disney tickets on Tuesday because Tuesday was supposed to be our free day. But we didn't know until we got there that we wasn't going to have it as a free day. So, yeah. After Versailles, we was tired and I just went shopping and it was hot as hell because it was a heat wave. So next time I do book a Paris trip, it probably will be April, May, or October. Maybe May of next year because I don't want to go somewhere and it's super hot and I can't cool off at a beach. Like going to Paris, Spain, on the next episode, we went to a beach and we went to a nude beach. So stay tuned for that. Thank you guys for listening.